Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Time at the sound of the special Chicagoland reopening tone will be 8:41. Looks like we made it. Back in business here. Good morning, Marianne. Did you enjoy the time tone?
Oh, yeah. it looks like we made it.
Yes, we did. Let's hope we don't.
22 years.
Oh, yeah. It's, that's right.
Is that what you're talking about?
No, but happy anniversary.
It's our anniversary today.
And the city's open. The state's open. The heat is here. And pretty soon the mosquitoes will be, too. And I know you've been getting ready for the bug season, haven't you?
Yes, and you know that I am always looking for homemade solutions with fewer chemicals for anything that I can put in an eco-friendly spray bottle, and I have some recipes to share.
Well, I guess it is time to empty all of the Purell out of the bottles now. We don't really need the hand sanitizer that much anymore, do we?
No, and right now my focus is not even on the disinfectants. It's on mosquitoes, and I have tracked down a bunch of homemade solutions, which, by the way, I will be posting them on Savvy Planet, so anybody who is interested after listening to this can look them up.
So is this easy? Are these recipes pricey?
It is very easy to make your own solution. It is not expensive. All you need is the right ingredients. So, okay, so first I'm going to start off by saying that using DEET, that's D-E-E-T, it works great for repelling mosquitoes, and the EPA says it's perfectly safe if you use it according to the instructions on the label. So this is not something you have to do. This is something that you do if you don't want to smell like bug spray. You know how I hate bug spray. You know, that, right?
Yes, I do.
I'd rather get bitten by a mosquito than have the bug spray, which is a terrible thing to say because they carry a lot of... Well, I just try not to expose myself to mosquitoes. But if you want to minimize your exposure to chemicals, or if you don't want to smell like you just, you know, sprayed on bug spray, these options smell really good, and all you need is a glass bottle and a few ingredients.
And so what is the main ingredient? Just one ingredient sort of fits all here?
No. So I'm going to tell you about four different ways that you can make it. So,
okay.
First of all, essential oils are the key. And they don't just smell good, but they've been used for thousands of years to repel pests. And again, they degrade plastic over time, so it's best if you use a glass bottle. And the most common oils that people use to make the mosquito repellent are citronella, catnip, clove, peppermint, oil of lemon, eucalyptus, and lemongrass. And then there are others that people use but are not as popular, but oils from geranium, eucalyptus, basil, clove, thyme, tea tree, clary sage, rosemary, and lavender. Did you even know that there were that many oils?
No.
You make oil out of anything, apparently.
Oh, I've looked on your side of the sink, and I've seen quite a few bottles.
Yeah, those are not essential oils.
I don't know what they are.
Those are facial things. Oh, yeah,
okay.
I know, and you put them on your face every day. Okay, so your choice of the oil is pretty much, it just depends on like what you like to smell. So a lot of people just go for what they like. Others, you know, you can also mix and match the oils so that you can just make your own unique scent. So the prime thing is that the oils need to be mixed with a carrier before you spray it on the skin. So there are a bunch of different carriers for this oil, and it can be apple cider vinegar, witch hazel, rubbing alcohol, fractionated coconut oil, which does not solidify, and you can even use vodka. And
Really?
Yes, the recipes are super simple. Okay, so like if you're using, for example, witch hazel, you mix a third of a cup of witch hazel with a third of a cup of water and 40 drops of essential oil. It's that easy. And you put it in a bottle and you shake it. Or you can use apple cider vinegar with water, also 40 drops of the essential oil, whatever it is that you like. And if you're using coconut oil, you have to use a small lidded glass because it'll clog up any spray bottle. And but it's basically the coconut oil with the essential oil. And then you can use rubbing alcohol or vodka and use water with, you know, 4 tablespoons of rubbing alcohol and 40 drops of essential oils. It's that simple. It's super easy.
And now people are not going to remember all of this. So you're going to post these recipes, right?
Yeah, I'll post these on savvy-planet.com. Not dash like D-A-F-H, just a dash.
Got it.
Savvy-planet.com. And, you know, just remember that homemade mosquito repellents, they don't last as long or are they're not as effective as the commercial repellents that use DEET, and they need to be reapplied every couple of hours. And they're great for using, like, if you're going to be in your yard or working outside or something, barbecuing. But they're not really effective if you're going to be going on, like, a long fishing trip. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean. Happy anniversary, yeah. Dear.
Thank you. 22 years. Hey, they said it wouldn't last.
I'm making reservations wherever you want. Superdog, Poochies, you name it, okay?
Yeah, that's your birthday treat, by the way.
Hey, Father's Day's coming. Father's Day's coming.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
See you very shortly. Thanks.